It's Saturday, August the 11th, and this is Weekend Pulse. I'm Joey Hudson, your host. Each Saturday, we gather at 12 noon to talk about places to go, people to see, charitable events, and everything in between right here in the upstate of South Carolina, western North Carolina, and northeast Georgia. Glad to have you along. Be sure and visit our website, 945theanswer.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Talk945, and your comments are always welcome on our Big Rock text line. If you haven't already downloaded our mobile app, just text the keyword iPhone or Android to 877-235-9405, and I'll send you a quick link so that you can take your favorite talk radio station anywhere in the world. Joining me today on the 94.5 WGTK guest line is Brenda Bagwell, Director of Medical Services for the Piedmont Women's Center. Brenda, welcome in.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day talking with us. And let's talk and educate our listeners for just a moment. Pretend that we know absolutely nothing about the Piedmont Women's Center. You guys have been around for 27 years, been here a while, but tell us exactly what you do and why the Piedmont Women's Center is so important to upstate South Carolina.
Well, sure. So about 27 years ago, in April of 1991, groups of pro-life Christians got together and decided that we needed an answer to the abortion clinic that is on Grove Road, which has been there since 1985. And we needed an alternative to that, to give women, just to empower them to have the knowledge and the choice and education about how to hopefully carry their child or parent or make an adoption plan. So we opened our doors in a small little house on Grove Road in Greenville, and we're still in that same location, and we're also in Greer. We have another clinic up there and an administration office in Taylor's. And so when we opened our doors, we had free urine pregnancy testing, peer counseling, referrals. We've always had an abortion recovery assistance program, which is a biblically based program for women and men that have had abortions in their past.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had all of that for 27 years. And then at about the year 2000, we added the free limited OB ultrasound. So we're able to offer that with our nurse volunteers and staff and our registered sonographers, we're able to, and the physicians that oversee all of that for us, we were able to add that service about 17 years ago.
Yep. How many people do you typically serve in a year, Brenda?
Yeah, so we have over 3,000 clients a year that we serve at our different locations. And that's also the abortion recovery outreach, Bible studies, and that kind of thing. It's far reaching, even way beyond that number, because that program actually goes into other states. It actually goes in other countries. So, and that's always been a part of what we did. So at least 3,000.
And walk us through the process of from that very first contact of what you typically do with one of these young ladies.
Well, sure. So we serve anybody. They don't have to be in a crisis. They don't have to be upset to be pregnant. Anyone. They don't have to live in Greenville County. You know, we are not bound by any kind of, you know, Medicaid or, you know, any rules like that, Greenville County rules, because we are a free nonprofit and we don't deal in all that. So we serve anyone that walks in the door and says, I need a free pregnancy test. So we will schedule them an appointment, or we'll see them right then, depending on the day and the person and all that. And we sit them down with a peer counselor, and we have about 150 volunteers. Now, that would be all of our volunteers, people that, you know, do yard work and clean, and the ones that counsel, those nurses that do ultrasound. So I'll just tell you that to say we are volunteer-driven. We do have a paid staff of about 12 part-time and full-time people, but we are volunteer-driven. So they're sitting down with that peer counselor in a counseling room for about 45 minutes or an hour while a nurse is running their urine pregnancy test. And then we're going to give her a lot of resources. We're going to share spiritual, you know, a Bible pray with her. We're going to talk to her about lifestyle choices, about her, you know, parenting or whatever she's needing. We're going to sit and do that holistic care with her give her a lot of referrals in the community to help her succeed in whatever her plan is for this pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that ends that pregnancy test appointment. Then we would hopefully, we'll ask her some medical questions, and hopefully she could either maybe have her ultrasound that same day or come back at a different appointment and have an ultrasound. And we start those at 7 weeks of pregnancy. And so we can make sure we can see everything she wants to see on that ultrasound screen. And then that's another hour of an appointment with the nurse, that would be. And then we also do vouchers for maternity clothes. So that's two more appointments she can come back for when she's later in her pregnancy. And we partner with Miracle Hill Ministries, and they give us vouchers to give her so she can shop in their thrift stores
and
for maternity clothes or baby items.
And they have some wonderful thrift stores too. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. And so we're thankful for them. We don't have to keep all those items in our locations because we don't want to duplicate the services in Greenville. We are the only ones that do what we do in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
So they do that. We partner with them for the maternity clothes, baby items. Then their last visit with us would be when that baby's born. And we have a nice bundle of items worth about $150 that the community has donated to us, churches, community groups. Then we put these together. It's like a baby shower in a bag. And we sit down with her once she's had that baby, and we present that to her. And each time she comes to visit, we sit down with her and spend at least 30 minutes or so
mm-hmm.
listening to her and talking with her.
Right. With me today on the 94.5 WGTK guest line is Brenda Bagwell. Brenda is Director of Medical Services with the Piedmont Women's Center. If you'd like additional information, go to PiedmontWomen'sCenter.org, PiedmontWomen'sCenter.org, and they have a wonderful website and tells you all about their services and their mission and what they have going on over at this wonderful organization here in upstate South Carolina. So, Brenda, talk with me a minute about this young lady that you're talking with. If it becomes apparent that she probably does not want to keep that child, do you talk with them about mm-hmm. adoption services and try to help them, guide them along that route?
Yes, we do. So we refer out for adoption services. We don't have it under our roof, but we have four adoption agencies and three private attorneys on a sheet that we would give to them. We have maybe DVD or some written material that we would show to her and help her to maybe consider that. Some do. Some don't want to consider it, but, you know, they're usually early in their pregnancy when they come to see us. They're just maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we start that conversation and ask them not to rule that out in their minds because we want them to give this baby life and also spare their own body and their own emotions of that abortion.
Sure.
So, yeah, we go over all that with them.
Now, a minute ago, Brenda, you mentioned you don't turn anyone away, and you're there for everybody. And you mentioned men. So mm-hmm. tell me about a situation to where you may be counseling men.
Yeah, so we need more male volunteer counselors, for one thing. So I'll put that out there to your listeners.
Okay.
We only have a few men that, and some are pastors, which is nice because they're a little bit more flexible with their schedule, and they can come in here or be on call to us when we have a man that needs to talk to another man and have that peer counseling done. But as you know, with every baby, there's a man and a woman involved.
Yes.
So sometimes these women come in alone. Many times they come in and bring the boyfriend or the husband or, you know, whoever that would like to have a male to counsel them. And also the abortion recovery program is for males also, because that impacts men as well as women
sure.
on the emotional aspect.
Sure. You mentioned volunteers. There's a lot that goes into the operations of the Piedmont Women's Center. Volunteers, of course, is an opportunity to serve. But I would imagine that you also gladly accept donations of financial support.
Yes.
Talk with us. Yeah, talk mm-hmm. with us about your needs and how you guys are able to fund the Piedmont Women's Center each year.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a community ministry. God has formed this thing, and he allows people to come along and do this thing that we call Piedmont Women's Center. We couldn't keep the lights on and the doors open without our donors, and our volunteers. So ways that you can join in are actually being an on-site volunteer. We have online volunteer training that we do, about 18 hours worth of training that you must go through, background checks, all those things to be a volunteer to council. But then there's all other kinds of administrative, like cleaning, yard work, all those kinds of volunteering is available. And of course, Rob wanted me to remind everybody with the new clinic, I mean, this is volunteers. These are businesses donating their time building this clinic across the street from where we're located on Grove Road.
Yeah,
those are volunteers.
And I was going to
big things.
I was going to interject there, Brenda. Volunteers, donations, in-kind donations, because you guys have seen this in a very big way with your new clinic, which is scheduled to open hopefully before the end of the year. And you guys have been able to do this at very little cost to your agency.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when the word got out, what we were trying to do, which is expand our services to help more women in our area with the free services, adding STI testing, UIN services is our goal down the road, and keep doing everything we're doing now. People wanted to help. They wanted to get on board to do this. So businesses, people that are normally competitors in the marketplace, are working together to build this building. And it's been amazing to watch that. And that's why a lot of people are interested, because they've never seen anything like this before.
Yep. And that is just a wonderful way, and something that we see happening in the upstate of South Carolina quite often. We have such a giving and caring community that they've been able to come through for you. So go to PiedmontWomenCenter.org, PiedmontWomenCenter.org. Take a look at their website. Brenda, are there ways that someone can get a message to you via your website? And is there a way to donate online and to volunteer as well?
Yes. Oh, all that's right there. There's a contact page, and you can just fill that little form out and send it off, and we will get it to the director of volunteer training, or if you're medical, I would handle that one. Rob gets the information if you're want to help with our clinic.
Sure.
And we still need help because it's in process. And one more thing that's coming up is our annual 5K race. It's October the 6th at the Trailblazer Park in Traveler's Rest. So that's one of our two big fundraisers of the year. So people like to walk or run 3 miles, or like to sponsor the event. Now, you know, you can also contact us through the website, and there's a donation button also. You can do that.
Yep, and that's coming up October the 6th, and there's information on your website to register for that as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe you're not the type of person who likes to walk or run. Make a donation to not have to walk or run.
That's right.
Just make a donation.
Come up and have a good time.
Yeah, that's right. Just go up and watch others walk and run. So, Brenda Bagwell, Director of Medical Services with the Piedmont Women's Center, thank you again for what you guys are doing in our community. PiedmontWomenCenter.org, PiedmontWomenCenter.org. Check them out today. Again, donations of both your financial support and your time are very much needed as they are opening up this new clinic towards the end of the year. Brenda, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
God bless.
Up next, Tony Lee with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office will be with us to give us our weekly Crime Stoppers update. I'm Joey Hudson. This is Weekend Pulse. Back in a moment here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
My window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true.